just give a shout out to the band, the worship team this morning. Man, they braved it out today, and you know, they're washing their hands and they're doing all the right stuff. And so, but I'm glad they're here this morning. So I love you guys. Thank you. Woo! Amen. We give them a hand today. Praise the Lord. Listen, if you're part of our family and you know people, you know someone that's stuck at home, or if you can't get out and get something, we had some people call the church the other day from our body here and say, look, if someone can't get out, we'll be glad to go and deliver it to their door. So if you can't get out, please let us know. You know, go on Facebook and say, hey, you know, we can't get out or we need something. We want to make sure that we minister to you and try to take care of you the best we can during this time. So if you know of anyone like that, we have a couple that are volunteered, and there's probably some others that'd be glad to go out and drop some things at your door and just try to help you out any way we can. Praise the Lord. Well, I'd ask you all to stand this morning. So, you know, we're going to get into the Word, and we're going to share some good news with you this morning, because we serve a good God, right? Amen. So I want you to turn this morning in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2, Ephesians 2, 4 through 7, Ephesians 2, 4 through 7. And we're going to look at this. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us. Aren't you glad God loves us this morning? Amen. Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Amen. And raised up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That in ages to come he might show his exceedingly riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Jesus Christ. His grace and his kindness towards us in Jesus Christ. Hold up your Bible at home this morning. Let's say it like we mean it today. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same, in Jesus' name, amen. Turn around and give somebody a high five this morning and say, we're seated with Jesus today, amen? God is good. Hallelujah. He is so good to us. You know, this week is all this stuff, and last week became crashing down. I was on social media a little bit, and I started seeing all this negative soothsayers coming out. Soothsayers, you know, in the name of Jesus, coming out and begin to share all this stuff, bad things, and saying and proclaiming that this is God's judgment on America. I want to tell you something. This is not God's judgment on America. Jesus had already been judged 2,000 years ago. This is not God's judgment on America. Amen? This is not caused by God. God had nothing to do with this, guys. I want to tell you that. Amen? This is a temporary thing, and it will pass. You know, don't listen to some prophetic word out there that's telling people this is caused by God. This is judgment on America. This is going to cause America to repent. Listen. There are going to be some great opportunities for the church during this time. In fact, you know, I had somebody's number wrong yesterday. I was trying to text some of our people and check on them, and I texted the wrong number, and they said, who is this? And I said, well, this is Pastor Steve. And a few minutes later, they came back and said, oh, you have the wrong number, but would you mind praying for me? I'm in a place right now. I just don't know. I'm in uncertainty, and so I had the opportunity to minister. So I want to encourage you to look around you this week and this day and find opportunities to minister the good news, not the bad news, but the good news of Jesus Christ, that we are seated together, that we have exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness. That's not a mad, mean God. That is a good, good Father, amen? And he loves you so much today. And I want you to understand our position in him this morning. We're not fearing. We're not fretting. We're not just full of anxiety today. No, no, no. We are at peace in Christ. We are seated with him. And what's so neat about that word seated, go back up to the next verse if you will there, brother. It says, we sit together. And that word sit really means we are reclined. We are relaxing in him. Amen? We are so secure in his love for us today. We're so secure in the hope that we have, the expectation of good today, that we're not in fear like the world is in fear and in panic. You don't have to be in panic today. Amen? You're in rest, not stress. You're in rest, not stress. Look at Psalm 46 this morning. I love this psalm. It is a great, great psalm this morning. Amen? It is so good. To the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah, a song of Alamoth, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You know, so many are in trouble this morning, but God is a present help in trouble. When we're in it or where we're out of it, God is present with us. I want to drop down through this psalm this morning kind of quickly and just share a few things with you. Therefore, we will not fear. We will not tolerate fear. We will not have the spirit of fear this morning. We will not allow fear to enter into our house. Turn off the news. Quit listening to the negative report. I mean, you need to be informed, yes, but just don't be focused there. This is a time that we can spend with God. Amen? This is a time we refocus everything on the Lord and his word this morning. He said, even though the earth be moved, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Listen to this. Next verse. Amen? God is so good. He said, its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling, Selah. Next verse, amen. There is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. He's talking about the tabernacle, which you and I are now. Amen. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We have the river of life flowing within us. Jesus is that river. Hallelujah. And he said, there is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, that holy place. Next verse, amen. God is in the midst of her. God is in the midst of you this morning. He's not out there somewhere. He's not taking a day. He's not even having a break. He's not even taking a bad day. Amen. And he's not quarantined this morning. Thank you, Lord. Amen. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. God is helping us. God is with us this morning. Amen. When things seem the darkest, he shines the brightest. Amen. He is with you today. He is not forsaking you. He's not leaving you. He is right there with you today. Let's go on down. I just want to go through this a little bit. The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. Man, the nations are raging right now, aren't they? All around this world, just people are in fear. They're just acting crazy. Acting crazy. Afraid. Listen, God is able to supply you toilet paper. I just want to tell you, amen. He is able to supply you. I don't know if it's Holly or Kay, but my God shall supply all my needs. He is able to supply toilet paper to you. Amen. Don't be afraid. Don't fret. Don't run here and there. Don't think, oh, I'm in a panic. I got to get this. I got to get that. No, just chill, baby. Relax. God has got you. Hallelujah. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Isn't that interesting? He said the God of Jacob. He didn't say the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac. He said the God of Jacob. Why is that? You know, Jacob was the second born, right? He stole the blessing from Esau. He deceived his father. But God loved Jacob. I want to tell you, the blessing and the promise was on Jacob. When Isaac blessed Jacob, he blessed him. He said, listen, I'm going to bless you with plenty of wine and grain. I want to bless you with wine and grain. He was saying, I've got continual provision for you, wine and grain, amen? And Jacob became Israel because God changed his name. Today, I want to tell you, the blessing is upon the second birth and not the first birth. You're blessed today because you've been born again. You've got a new name written down in heaven. And we have a refuge in God this morning. Next verse, praise the Lord. He is so good. Come, behold the works of the Lord who has made desolations in the earth. Next verse. People will take that verse and say, wow, there it is. You know, God causes all this calamity, all these things. No, he makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in fire. God is a God of peace. God is a God of peace. And he says this. He says, be still and know I'm God. You know, while you're there this morning, just reflect on the goodness of God. God's got you maybe in the house somewhere, you know, hanging out with your family right now. I know, you know, some of us are very socialites. Some of us are very introvert, and those introverts right now are praising God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. I'm stuck all alone here, Lord. But while you're there, he said, just be still. Don't be anxious. Don't be fretting. Be still and know that he is God. He will be exalted among the nations. He will be exalted in the earth. God is going to get glory out of all this stuff going on, right? Amen. The Lord of hosts is with us. He is with you today. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen. Take this time to seek him and enjoy him. Realize the position that we have. Look at John 6:10 this morning. Amen. John 6:10. Look at this great miracle that Jesus is getting ready to do over in John. Then Jesus said, make the people sit down where they have much grass in this place. Much grass. A place of rest, not on rocks, but in grass. Again, that word sit is to recline, to relax, to chill. Amen. God was getting ready to feed them, 5,000, not including the women and the children. God was getting ready to supply for them. Listen, when we get into the position, amen, before the provision, the position is that we're resting. And when we're resting, we have the provision. God told them to sit, to recline, to relax, to rest. And when you're trusting and resting, you're in faith. Amen. And that's when God makes the provision come to pass. So the man sat down in the number of about 5,000. Amen. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to disciples, and disciples to those sitting down, to those resting, and likewise of the fish as much as they wanted. We serve an overflowing God. Give somebody a high five right now and say, hey, I serve an overflowing God. Amen. He is a God that overflows in our life. We serve an overflowing God. Amen. So our position this morning is rest. We're not excited. We're not anxious. We're not afraid. We're not fearful. But we're walking in God's peace. We're walking in God's rest. And that position is there. The position comes first. Then the provision comes. So be at rest in Jesus Christ this morning. Be in that position. God has given you enough. You're going to have enough. Don't be freaking out. Don't get online and go to the store and post all those pictures of empty shelves. Come on, somebody. Really? It's like, come on. We trust God more than that. God's much more than an empty shelf. Amen. It's like, be careful what you're doing and what you're putting out there and what you're saying. Amen. Put a guard over your mouth during this season. Speak the good news of Jesus Christ. Speak the hope of the gospel of Christ. Man, just rest and chill in him. Amen. If he fed the birds of the air, he's able to feed you. How much more precious are you? How much more does he care about you this morning? You are deeply loved by him. You're deeply favored by him. I want to go over to Psalm 23. Look at this again. I love this scripture. You guys know how much I love Psalm 23, one of my favorites. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in lack. I shall not be in want. I shall not be in lack. He spoke it out of his mouth. I shall not be in lack. Start speaking out of your mouth. I will not be in lack. My family will not be in lack. Amen. Nothing I possess will be taken away from me. I will not be in lack. In fact, I'm expecting increase during this time. Amen. I'm believing for increase in my life. God's going to give me opportunities right now. I'm looking for those opportunities to sow in this morning. Amen. Because I'm going to reap a harvest in this time. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, during this time, there's going to be many millionaires made. Many millionaires, because they look for downturns and down seasons in markets. That's when they make their millions. So you listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and know that God has favors on you. Amen. We're believing for some great things around Discovery Church, and I know God's going to bring those to pass because God's favors on our people. Why? Because they understand the true nature of the gospel, that God's not stingy, but God is lavish and loves us. That God's not cursing us, but God has blessed us. The curses are broken. Man, I had to deal with that this week, man. Somebody got on Facebook and is saying this and that. And I said, no. The curses are broken. We don't live in the land of Egypt any longer. We live in the land of Goshen. Amen? Praise God. We have the blood of Jesus applied to us. Man, that's good stuff, Pastor. That's good preaching. Amen, man. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Go on down. I shall not want. Let's look at this. He makes me, there it is again, lie down. He makes me rest. He makes me recline. Amen. Lie down in green pastures. There it is again, plenty. We're his sheep this morning. Amen. He leads me beside the still waters. You know, if you're listening to that turbulent news out there, you're going to stumble. You're going to take that stuff into your brain. It's going to create all kinds of things. But if you're listening to the good news today, it's going to create still, peaceful waters where you won't stumble, you won't fall, and you won't drown. Amen. Next verse. Hallelujah. He restores my soul. He refreshes me. He refreshes my inward soul, my mind, my will, my emotions. You know, some emotions are running raw right now, but I want to tell you, be at peace. If you go out, display the peace of God. People are needing the peace of God right now. There are opportunities. You might minister from a distance. You may not even be able to go up and feel like you can touch them and they don't want you in their space, so to speak, but you can pray for them because there's no distance in prayer. Amen. Reach out and speak against this thing. Amen. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You're not stopping there. No, it's just a shadow. It's something that is just, you know, it may frighten you, but it's just a shadow. Don't be scared of your own shadow. Amen. Walk through. You're going to walk through this thing. Amen. I will fear no evil. There again, he puts it out of his mouth. When you're in it, he says, I will fear no evil. You need to start speaking that this morning. For why? For you are with me. God, your rod, your staff, they comfort me. The Holy Spirit is within us, comforting us this morning. Amen. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. We have a table prepared before us this morning. It is the Lord's Supper. We partake of that table today. We're going to partake of that table in just a few minutes. We're going to partake of that table in the presence of our enemies. Amen? Why? Because we know God is our protector. He said, God, not only do we have the table, but you anoint my head with oil, and this cup that you've given me, the blood of Christ, is running over. Amen. Back up, brother. Amen. So we have grain, wine, and oil. God blessed Jacob with grain and the wine, and he says it's going to overflow. It's going to be plenty. Praise God. That grain, that wine, that anointing oil represents the Holy Spirit. We have that in us this morning and with us today. That anointing that is in you is that protecting power of God's Spirit in you. So you need to reflect on that this morning and know, amen, know that God is with you today. Know that you have the blood of Christ in you and around you today. Amen. Know you have the anointing on your head and in you today and around your house and around your property. My cup is running over, God. It never ceases. He always wants us in his presence. Thank you, Lord. Next verse. Amen. Surely, absolutely, without doubt, no doubt about it, man. Goodness. God, your goodness. And your mercy shall follow me all the days. Notice all is capitalized. All the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. 1 Peter 3:10. 1 Peter 3:10. Look at this. God, you're so faithful. I'm just going to give you a lot of worry this morning. You have got no place to go. So it's a captive audience. In fact, you can have lunch this morning right at home and still enjoy the message today. How cool is that, right? Amen. Listen to this. For he who would love life, he who would love life. How many of you guys love life? Turn to somebody and say, I love life this morning. I enjoy life. Don't you? I enjoy living. I enjoy every day. Amen. He who would love life and see good days. He takes this from the Psalm. He who loves life and see good day, let him reframe his tongue from evil and his lip from speaking deceit. Man, start speaking life. Amen. Speak life over every situation. Speak life. Amen. Get off the news and start speaking life. What they're broadcasting is death. Well, so many died by this time. Somebody did this. So many have it now. Man, turn that off and start speaking life. Amen. God is a God of life. Hallelujah. Stop listening to the negative, but speak life. Don't panic. Don't get in that place. Speak life. Amen. Watch what you're thinking. Watch what you're thinking. Philippians 4, verse 6. Philippians 4, verse 6. Amen. Man, you're so good. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Don't be anxious. Be at peace. Next verse, look at this. Praise the Lord. And the peace of God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Next verse. Hallelujah. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there's any virtue, if there's any praiseworthy, meditate on these. Put your mind to focus on the good things of God, what Jesus has done for you, what Jesus has supplied for you. Amen? Man, right now, today is that day to lift your praise up to God, to praise Him, to refocus your mind. What does communion do for us? Communion refocuses our mind to what we have in Christ. It refocuses us to the finished work of Jesus Christ. That's why we look back, do it in remembrance of me. Sometimes we just need to refocus, right? We need to just come back to center here and say, hey, hang on a second. You know, I know who I am in Christ. You know, God has got me. I'm not losing this. I am secure in my walk in Jesus Christ. You know what? Jesus, same yesterday, today, forever. It doesn't shake Him up. He knows already. So I'm going to walk in my peace. I'm going to walk in my authority. I'm going to take my authority. Amen. Walk in that. I'm walking by faith anyway, not by sight, not by what I hear. Amen. But I'm walking by what God has given me. And He has given me that authority through His name, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Next verse, amen. Praise the Lord. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Man, just get in the Word. Get in that Word. The things you've learned, the things you know, the things you've heard, the grace of God's message in your life that is already done, already completed. Man, you just enjoy it by faith. Amen. God's grace is amazing. Get into that grace message. Turn off the soothsayers out there. Turn off the negative prophetic words out there. They may even sound good. They may even be tantalizing. Ooh, I really felt the Lord's fire on me when I spoke these words. And then they come out with something negative that God is going to destroy everybody, and it's all because of America's great sin. Well, God destroyed us long ago if that's the case, right? You know, God took care of sin 2,000 years ago. Jesus dealt with all that on the cross, amen? We are on the recipient part of this, of God's goodness and God's grace and God's unconditional love. So you need to turn that stuff off. Some of that prophetic word out there that you turn into all the time is nothing more than gibberish. And is there to draw people unto themselves, not unto God. There's a good news, and the good news is Jesus Christ, and it is finished. There's some good prophetic word. If you heard this morning what Kay had to share, it was a good prophetic word. Amen. You need to go back and listen to that again. That will encourage you. You need to share that with somebody. The word is good. The God of peace, the God of shalom, will be with you. Nothing lacking, nothing broken. Amen. God, you are so good. Joel, we're going to go back to one of these Old Testament prophets here. Joel chapter 2, verse 22. Joel 2, 22. You know, in the old, there is new. In the old, there is new. Most people want to just live in the old. Even believers want to try to live in the old, but they don't find the new in the old. You've got to find the new in the old because everything in the old is pointing to the new. It's pointing to Jesus. Amen? Listen to what he said. Do not be afraid. There the word is again. You beasts of the field, for the open pastures are springing up. They're springing up. There's going to be opportunities. And the tree bears its fruit. Hallelujah. It's going to be a time of fruit bearing this season. The church is going to increase in this season. If we don't back away and hide somewhere, we still have a voice, by the way. Amen. The fig tree and the vine will yield their strength. There's going to be strength given to the body of Christ. Supernatural strength is coming upon the body of Christ. Man, I love it. Listen to this. Next verse. Amen. Be glad. Not sad, but be glad, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully. He will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain, in the first month. God's got a great harvest that's going to be taking place. Amen. Next verse. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. There it is again. Wine and oil, wheat, bread. Jesus is the bread of life. Amen? The wine, the blood of Christ, the oil, the anointing power of the Holy Spirit. He said it's going to overflow with that. Amen? Next verse. Praise the Lord. So I will restore to you. I will restore to you. Don't worry about the stock market. God's going to restore to you. Amen? That swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army, which I sent among you. Look at what he said next verse. You shall eat in plenty. You shall eat in plenty. Praise God, man. If you like hamburgers, you're going to have a lot of hamburgers. Praise the Lord. You like fries, you're going to have a lot of fries. You're going to eat in plenty and be satisfied. When you're satisfied, you're always satisfied with Jesus when you're feeding on him, by the way. And praise the name of the Lord your God who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never, ever be put to shame. Amen. God is with you this morning. God loves you this morning. And we're going to receive communion today. I wanted to share communion with you because there's such power in reflection. And when we look back to the cross and we realize the finished work of Jesus Christ, and Holly, you may have to get a couple more out of the box there this morning because I don't know if I had that. But we want to share with you today. And as you prepare, as you receive it, and brother, would you hand me that one right there? It's right on the, thank you, my friend. Love you, man. Praise God. As you receive it this morning, I want you to reflect back on everything that God's done for you. I want to tell you something. God's brought you through many times. He's going to do it again. Amen? He's never left you. You look back over your life, and you start marking the goodness of God in your life and see how good God's been in your life. And as we receive the bread, as we receive the wheat this morning, as we receive the oil or the wine this morning, the blood of Christ this morning, you realize that God is there with you. He's protecting you. And as you take this in, release your faith this morning. Amen. No plague's going to come near my dwelling. Psalm 91. Amen. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh me. We have a promise this morning from God. We can walk in that promise. We don't walk in foolishness, but we walk in the wisdom and the anointing of God, and we have the promise of God this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This morning as we take the bread, amen, this is his body. It was broken. It was crushed for us. Amen. It's like that anointing oil. You have to crush that olive. He was crushed for us. The oil was spilled. The oil came out. The anointing is within you today. This bread, take it in behalf of your family today. Amen. Proclaim Psalm 91 over your family today, over your household today, over your possessions today, because we serve a good God. Amen. He said, as often as you take this is my body broken for you. As often as you take it, do it in remembrance of me. Let's take the bread together today. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Thank you for your Spirit, God. Thank you that you're with us today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the body of Jesus today given to us, by your stripes we are healed today. By your stripes, Lord, we walk in divine health today. Thank you for that, God. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor this morning. Thank you for the blood of Jesus today. We partake of that today. He said, this cup is my blood shed for you. As often as you drink it, do it in remembrance of me. Amen. For the remission of sin. Praise God. Let's take the cup together today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Just confess out of your mouth this morning, the Lord is with me. I will not fear. The Lord is with my family. He has placed a hedge of protection around us. I have the wisdom of God operating in my life. I thank God for his grace, for his love for me. I refuse to walk in fear. I'm going to walk in faith. I'm going to walk in his word planted in my heart and in my mind. I'm going to be at rest in my spirit, man, and in my soul and in my body. During this time, I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. I'm going to see God do great things. I'm going to see increase coming in my life, in every area of my life. Thank you, Lord, for that. I give you praise. I give you glory today. We bless your name, God, because you're with us today. We will not fear, amen, what man can do unto us, God. We trust in you, not in horses or chariots, but in the name of the Lord. God, we trust in you this morning, and we give you praise in Jesus' name, amen. Turn to somebody this morning and say, you are deeply loved and highly favored. God bless you this morning. We love you. Hallelujah. Again, if some of you need something, please let us know. We want to reach out, try to minister any way we can. God bless you this morning. Amen.